Melbourne born and bred and the only energy retailer certified to use the famous Australian made and owned logo. 101,
this is the Fox. Golden Globe nominations have come out overnight over in the US, and very disappointing. One show, and not just any show, this is the most successful show ever to be broadcast on Netflix. Bridgerton has been overlooked, snubbed.
Yeah, I get it.
Oh, come on.
I get it, Boxy.
You've seen the costumes, the set.
I get it.
It's not good, though, is it? Like,
it's
people
excellent.
Aren't watching it because it's great.
They're watching it
because there's a couple of good-looking roosters
the
getting
Duke
around.
The Duke of Hastings is definitely a reason to watch.
It's just a rip-off of Gossip Girl, Boxy.
For people who don't know this show, and I strongly suggest you get around it because it's probably the highlight of 2021. Mind you, we're only about, 40 days in.
And so 2020.
A lot of things could happen.
2020 set the bar pretty low for a good time. So
it's a period piece. Yeah. And it's Shonda Rhimes from Grey's Anatomy fame. She created that. She's put her genius to an old-fashioned British aristocracy story, which is brilliant. I mean, and here's a grab from the trailer.
Miss Daphne Bridgerton.
You have no idea what it is to have one's entire life reduced to a single moment.
The time has come for the social season. My name is Lady Whistledown. You do not know me, but I know you. This is what they have been trained for since birth. Which young ladies might succeed at securing a match?
You've always amused me, Miss Bridgerton. Ever since I was a schoolboy and you were...
Oh, but... five?
Miss Bridgerton!
Oh, pardon me.
Forgive me.
Bassett.
Bassett! Bridgerton!
Come here, old friend.
This is my sister.
Duke.
I would recognise him anywhere.
Miss Bridgerton, Lady Whistledown. Mm. No, here's some fun for you two. I know you're not into this, so today I'm going to make Bridgerton chat fun for you.
You'll
enjoy this. Now, there's an online craze. You know how that old school thing that's been getting around for years, you can figure out what your porn name is? Well, now you can figure out what your Bridgerton name is. Because Bridgerton has all the fancy old ye olde names like Bridgerton, Whistledown. So what you do is... Okay, boys, I'm going to need some stats from you to find out what your Bridgerton name is.
Don't you say credit card number. No. I'm not falling for it again.
Okay, Fev, what is your middle name?
Alan.
Alan. Brilliant. My dad and my stepdad are named Alan. So it's a great, solid name. Yep. Nick, what's your middle name?
Oh, my middle name is quite Bridgerton. Jeffrey.
Is it?
That's amazing.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Okay. Now, Fev, what was the last thing you drank?
Long black.
Nick, what's the last thing you drank?
If my Bridgerton name is Jeffrey Toilet Water as a prank, I'm going to be so upset. No, it was a latte.
Oh, this is great. Okay, Fev, I know the answer to the next question for you.
Well, mine was a long black with a splash of milk, actually.
But
loose with a long black splash of milk.
So this is how, guys, and for everyone playing along, the way to find out what your Bridgerton name is, you start off with Lord or Lady, so that depended on your gender or your chosen gender. Then your middle name, then the last thing you drank, and then add an of. A ton at the end. So you've got to do the T-O-N at the end of your drink. Then you add an of, then your car model. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to introduce you to Lord Alan Longblack. Hang on. Alan Longblackton of Mercedes.
That sounds perfect.
Do you like it? And
what's the bike rider going to have?
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's Jeffrey Larteton of Mongoose Villain.
Old Lord of No Car.
And here he is, Lord Jeffrey Larteton of Pushy.
Oh, how regal. A dink, m'lady.
101.9 The Fox.
Oh, this is fun, always fun, when our friend Tommy Little comes in the studio.
Guys, I've learned my lesson. Never make fun of people when they have an outbreak of corona cases. Because Perth, obviously, they had their most recent outbreak. And I went on TV, I went on radio, and I made jokes. I said their lockdown was only from 6 p.m. Sunday to 6 p.m. Friday. Perth is going to be shut for the same amount of time that's usually shut. Jokes like that, right? And now look where we are.
We're back. Did you wake up to that this morning like we did, or did, were you across the press conference last night?
No, I always stay up and watch the press conferences.
No, I don't.
Tommy's the sort of bloke, though, that at 11.59 last night would have had to kick 15 people out of his house.
We've got to get the numbers down.
No, I'm just a bit disappointed because you've come in here looking great, as you always do.
Thank you.
But you've got your shoes on.
Yeah.
And there's much talk about your feet around the radio station at the moment.
I've got to protect the moneymakers down here. If you're listening and you don't know, I've started a side hustle. It's selling foot picks, which I didn't realise there's a fan in the room.
Foot fetishist.
Well, you've either got it or you don't.
Yeah.
And Fev,
you got it. You've been hit with the foot fetish stick.
Oh, yes. And if you've got bad feet, you're done. And if you've got good feet, you're on.
Fev will look at feet before anything. I'm not even kidding. If there is an attractive woman or a model, he goes straight to the feet. And if he doesn't like them, swipe.
Done. And speaking of stunning feet, old feet box over here.
Oh, mate, they're on.
the tootsies. Unbelievable toes.
Barefoot around.
Have you?
I wore sandals in here once. Fev went, never again. And now, as you can see, I'm in snow boots. Yeah. I can go snowboarding after this.
Nick Cody's got like toes, you know, when you've like chewed your whole nail off your thumb.
Yeah.
That's his feet.
Yes.
My son once pointed at a bush chook. You know, the bush chicken thing? And pointed at the feet and said, daddy feet.
Yeah.
He's
yes.
got your, talons.
Your feet, as Fev would describe them, are a real boner killer.
Well, he didn't say that. You did.
Now, Tommy, what's your feet look like then?
You can't just abuse me and say somebody else thought of it.
Can I have a look?
Mate, how much do you want to pay me? Because
just show me, mate.
I've been selling with that aggressive tone. Okay. And then I paid Feb $50 so he could see my feet.
Can I just look?
No. You got to pay me, mate. So I've been selling photos, and I don't want to brag, guys.
Okay.
$10 a photo.
Ooh,
not bad.
Leon,
I sold one bundle of five photos, $50. Fee, you want to see the goods? You want to see the photos I was peddling? Look at this. Look at this.
Oh, I'm looking at the foot.
Go look at the other photos, quick.
That's a nice foot, Tommy.
That's a good foot.
That actually is a good foot.
Give me a look.
What's that? Fair,
how much you got in your wallet there, bro? Mate.
That's not a bad foot.
And we got
Tommy.
They get weird too. They get a bit weird.
Tommy, you're doing one photo for 10. What are you getting the $50?
Are they real boobs? He's got his foot on someone's boobs.
What are you getting the $50 bundle?
Should I say that?
How many photos?
You get five.
Mate,
but it's only five.
It's not a great
I'll give you $10 for a peek. It's usually $2.
Have you got $10 on you? I'll give you a.
Wait, do you
see this photo?
I don't want to see. That could not be your foot. How am I going to know that's your foot? I want to see your foot and your shoe.
Have you got any money on you now?
No, Alex has got it all.
We'll get her on the phone.
Let's organise a transfer.
I've
never taken my shoe off quicker. Thank you. How much would you pay?
Yeah, it's a good foot.
Nothing now.
Yeah, I know. Gave it away for free.
Guys, I'm so sorry. I'm giving away foot picks. I had two good days.
Remember when Brendan Favola like tackled you to the ground to get your shoe off?
I've never cried from my toes before, but it's happening.
Now, Tommy, you've been doing a bit of
wondering.
I'm wondering. Each time I come in here, I've always wondered, why is she in bare feet? Now I know.
Now she knows.
You're not allowed.
It's a mandatory requirement.
Tommy, you've been doing a bit of flying, mate. I've been seeing on your Insta.
Yes.
How's it going, mate?
It's good. I reckon I'm about 2 months away from getting my solo license. So far, no one will fly with me. That's what they've said.
Now, I say, is it anyone can fly? Is that the...
Any fool can fly.
Any fool can fly.
Yes, yes.
And I'm seeing a lot of your classmates
flying,
but you're not on Insta. I'm not seeing you in the videos. Are you not flying? Is everybody else flying?
What do you mean?
Are you a bit behind like you were in school, Tommy?
Yeah, I am. You know, I stalled the plane starting it up the other day.
No.
And then I had to go.
Oh, no.
And it's not, you can't just start it again.
No.
It was, and so then I had to go to a debrief where we all sat around and talked about what we'd learned in the air that day. And I didn't get off the ground. And I had to sit in a 3-hour debrief going, yeah, wasn't that interesting when we did the turns? Oh, yeah.
You never want the pilot to bunny hop before taking off and go, oh, no, this does not feel good.
That's why I yelled, a bit more choke.
Oh, Tommy, we love you. Thank you for coming in.
It's any time, guys.
Hopefully you can fly by the next time you come in.
Yeah, thank you. Hey, I'm still flogging tickets to my...
Flog away.
Yeah, March 12th. We're doing a big old show at the Music Bowl. Mm. The thing is, because of Corona and it keeps popping up, every seat is a VIP booth. So we're selling them in booths of six seats. You get your own little space.
That's better.
Yeah, so if you ever want to feel like a baller, $200 will get you a booth of six. Yeah, you get
grog.
Yeah, 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 get involved.
Great lineup. You got Dilruk, you got Tommy,
mate,
Ballard,
the best.
Get to the bottom
the
of the
best
line.
Is the bottom. Not Nick Cody.
If that's sucked not inspiration in to get tickets, head to tickettech.com.au. Guys, I'll see you there. Love you all.
Bye. Bye. It's Fifi, Fever, Nick.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, Melbourne, you're getting around him, which is great. He is the butcher. He's Mick from South City Meats in Hampton. He's single. Fev tried to matchmake him with one of Alex's friends. That's Shazza. Yet to see what happens with Shazza. But in the meantime, so many girls, particularly around the office here at Fox FM, are like, can we meet Mick? And then our phones melted down. And now we present Melbourne, the butcher.
He'll supply the meat, give you a lamb shoulder, bread and crumb upon a. He might even give you a steak. Be such an image, you want his sausage, what rhymes with sausage? Everybody, he's the butcher. We know you want him.
The butcher, Mick. How are you, Mickey?
Good, thanks, Fifi. How are you?
Very well, very well. Looking forward to the big meat market, the big meet and greet, where we're going to get you around some ladies who are interested in meeting you in person, Mick.
Yeah, yeah, very excited.
A couple of racks of lamb.
Yeah, a lot of racks.
Yo! Now, Mick, before we go any further, we had like a light bulb moment yesterday because we've got our much-loved boss here, Fev, at Fox, Mad Mando. Mando. She's our boss, and she's single, which we desperate. Don't understand. No, no, no. Very eligible. Yeah. And we've
shot.
We're going to introduce you to her. But first, Mick, I mean, you're not the only one who's got your own jingle. Who could forget this?
Mad Mando, you came and you ruined our segment. Won't you please go away, Mad Mando?
Here she is, Mad Mando.
Yeah, she came on early last year, Nick, and tried to take away all our segments. She succeeded pretty much this year. They're mostly gone. But we tried to set her up because she is desperate. And she's got another jingle.
All the single bosses. Take our boss. Boss. Take our boss. Mad Mando. Take our boss.
Mando!
Morning, guys. I should have my own CD of jingles.
You do, you've done well. I mean, you've got two great jingles. Mick, our butcher's got a great jingle. I mean, can we do this? This is the moment we've waited all morning for. Mick, say hello to Mando, our boss.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
Hey, Mickey.
Nicky. Yes. Nice.
Desperate.
How you going?
Yeah, I'm really well, aren't you?
Yeah, good. Yep.
How do you put up with those characters in there?
You drink a lot, Mick, to be honest.
Well, there's an issue right there.
Yeah, fitting nicely.
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
I've never done this kind of stuff before, so I don't know.
No, me either. Yeah. What are you, other than butchering, what other things are you into?
Oh, I like motorsports, so anything with a motorbikes, cars, anything with anything fast.
Anything fast. Daredevil.
Anything fast. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Except speed dating. Can't do speed dating.
Are you doing that tomorrow? Are you going to do some speed dating?
Yeah, well, I'm very nervous about tomorrow because I don't know which way it's going to go. I like taking my time. I don't like things. I don't like speed dating. so I'm very nervous.
Oh, that's all right. You'll be right. The guys will.
Yeah. I was just thinking, Amanda, if things go well between you and I, maybe we can do a show, you know, Phoebe, Fev, Mick and Nick. You know, maybe I can get a job there.
Are you using me to get to the show? Is this what's happening?
Yeah, it's got a bit of a ring to it, hasn't it?
Phoebe, Fev,
Nick and Mick. Yeah.
Nick and Mick, a bit hard. There's no ring to that. Because you have to go N for Nick, M for Mick. You know?
Oh, okay.
I don't know how the guys feel about that, guys.
Have to try.
Yep. Good. Okay, well, maybe I'll see you tomorrow.
Sorry, Mando, we didn't mean to leave you hanging, but that was so good. It was so enjoyable. It was so enjoyable.
As you always say to us, Mando, TLC, baby, in the cars, time spent listening.
I mean, I don't mind this. You know, Mick, we will have Mad Mando will be in the building tomorrow. You are going to meet some ladies we're going to set you up with, do some speed dating. Mando will be floating around, and I don't know, there could be something there.
We never know. We'll see what happens.
We'll just put you on the back burner for a bit, Mick. Now, Mando, is that how you attack most dates?
Oh, gosh, guys. Have another wine. It's too early for a wine. Maybe. Is that why I'm single first?
I think so.
I need some help.
Oh, well, this could be a love match. Don't miss it tomorrow. Mick the Butchler may find love on the show.
He'll supply the meat, oh, give you a lamb shoulder, bread and crumb upon her. He might even give you a steak. He's such an image. Hey, hey, hey. You want his sausage? Hey, hey, hey. What rhymes with sausage? Hey, hey, hey. Everybody, he's the Butchler. We know you want him.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
We were talking échés on the show yesterday, and a few of us didn't know, me included, what an éché was. But they're in the news a bit lately because they're punks, aren't they? They're young hoods, punks, hoodlums.
Well, mm-hmm. Punk rockers.
And one was intimidating a man on a train in Frankston and said, I own Frankston.
Standard.
Yeah, that's a standard éché behaviour. But then we remember I looked up the definition for people like me who didn't know what an éché was. Let's remember. Usually white, skinny males who like to think they are roadmen or gangsters. They usually walk around in polo shirts or puffer jackets, baggy shorts or tracksuit pants, Nike TNs or Air Force shoes, and usually wear brands like Nautica, Ralph Lauren, Nike, Tommy Hilfiger, Adidas. So high-end brands, usually poor, waste their Centrelink payments on weed or pingers. What are pingers? I learned a lot yesterday. But what I left off that, see, overnight, reading another news story about échés, they're getting a lot of traction in the news. Another way of telling an éché is they speak pig Latin.
Yeah.
Now, that's quite impressive.
Habagas, all that sort of stuff.
What was that?
You know that language you used to speak when you were a kid?
Yeah, I've got my own language, but it was not pig Latin. Like, pig Latin, I think, is quite hard. Here's a grab of how pig Latin sounds.
Udete, ae, eme, oinge, ute, acte, abade, igpe, atenle.
My kids do that.
I'm suddenly quite impressed by échés. Yeah.
it's a form of sign language. They do it around teachers and stuff. So they speak a different language, so they can speak about you, but you don't know what they're talking about. My kids do all the time. If it gets have a go, hug a go, and I'm like, hell are you talking
because
about?
Because what you've cottoned on to, Nick, you don't know this, I have my own language, but it's not pig Latin. Yeah. It's called Uvagoo.
Uvagoo, that's it.
So
what's Uvagoo? Is that your own? Have you made this up? Or is
it's been around for a long time. 131060, give us a call if you can speak pig Latin or Uvagoo. Avagol, give Uvagoo, Savagum, Uvagoo, Navagow.
So if someone rings up and does that to you, you'll know what they're saying?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Here, I'll have a conversation with you, Nick, see if you can follow it. Sovago nivigig, avga after the sugar o, shavago wivigig, go, fovago, avga, kovago, kifigi.
You said.
I got coffee at the end
there. No, she said, after the show, Nick, after the show, would you like to go get a cup of coffee or drink a coffee?
Yes, a good, good, good.
Can you do any languages? Have you got a cool language?
Yes, please, a good, good, good.
Nailed it.
Learning. We are learning.
It's quite impressive, though. I even go back to my little child mind that learnt that at school. Mm. It's just quite hard to do. Like, oh, look at the phones.
Wow.
Yeah, going
people
nuts.
Are speaking other languages that they've made up. This is great.
Yeah, sure.
Fev?
Well, I just speak normally and it's a different language. You get it.
131060, if you can speak pig Latin, we will talk to you next on the Ox Ferry.
101.9 The Fox.
We're talking échés, the young men getting around. They're young men. They often have a cigarette behind their ear. They're wearing Ralph Lauren, Nautica, Tommy Hilfiger. What else do we know about échés? They're hanging around train station. They'll have a bum bag. And they now, the update is they speak pig Latin. Now, that's lifted them in my esteem. That's hard to do.
I love the update as well, as if Dan Andrews, that's why he had that press conference last night. Esche's now speaking pig Latin.
Right, so if one of these Esche's walked up to your boxy with their bum bag and their tight Ralph Lauren done up with their hat, walked up to you and you were like, ugh, and then they started speaking pig Latin, you'd be like, whoa, okay. I'm on.
Have a go, have a go, love a go.
You got an Ari day?
We've said, does anyone speak pig Latin or any languages you spoke as a kid? But just firstly, I just realised, Leon pointed this out to me, our executive producer, Esche is pig Latin. Apparently that's pig Latin for the word sesh. What's sesh?
Oh, I love good sesh. Is that what you're talking about? Session, like a sesh.
Yeah,
session.
Big session. Gonna have a sesh.
Hey, Boxy, let's go to my joint for a sesh.
Oh, it's having a drinking session.
Yeah, drinking sesh.
Could be a drinking
sesh. So Esche itself is
a pinga.
Esche itself is pig Latin. Now, I did introduce us to Uvagoo, and the way you do Uvagoo, Nick, so have a go, love a go, nivigig, have a go, avaga, uvagoo, tivagoo, devagay, mavagay, navagay, mivigis, fivigi, vigi. You repeat the vowel. So, hi, v, guy. See what I mean? Okay, here we go. Nick, vigik.
Nick Vigik.
So there's always a vigor, vigor. So you put vigor in between. So
Nick's a, is that what you just said?
Fovagox, fevagi, fevagev. So you're just repeating the vowels with a bit of a vigor. Yeah. You'll get it. Don't worry. Eventually. Leone in Emerald.
Eventually. Is that it? No.
Evagev, vegentibu, libigi. That's hard. Leone from Emerald. Hey, Leone.
Good day, morning, mate.
Oh, okay.
How are you? Yay.
Is that pig Latin, Leone?
Can you smell Leone? Toast? Esche,
it sounds like our toddlers before they can speak. That's what it sounds like, doesn't it?
But Leone's
having a go.
Yeah, he's having a crack, isn't he?
Is that hard? Can you break it down, Leone? Can you teach us? Like, how do you do pig Latin?
Okay, so you take the first letter of the word.
So let's say
and
pig.
And you add it at the end. So IA, obviously there's only one word in that, so it's IA.
Why'd you put an A there, though? Why did you put the A?
Because pig Latin has A at the end of it. So I-A-N-K, Orke, Igpe, Atenlay.
No, didn't get any of that.
Sounds like an AM station, doesn't it?
Give me just that word pig. I want to hear pig.
All right, pig, ig, so I take the P off.
Yep.
Ig, and then you put the P, and then A-Y, Igpe.
Igpe.
So
your Leone is Ione-lay.
Exactly.
Okay, I want to try a word.
Ify fay. Ev fay.
It's actually quite hard. Yours is a hard one. See, mine's easier.
That makes way more sense than a valugugugalugalu.
Uvagoo. You've got to pop the letter from the front in the middle. So Latin.
Don't look at me, mate.
Latin would be, can I have a go? Atenlay. Did I just do pig Latin?
Erivay utge.
Very good.
Erivay.
Okay, my challenge today, I'm going to teach myself pig Latin.
Great. It's a great use of time.
Yeah.
talk to your mates when you have a sesh.
Veronica in View Bank. Hi, Inga Veronica.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, got you there, Veronica. What language are you speaking?
Oh, so mine is the same as yours, Fifi, so I can understand you, but the V that you use, I use L, so mine's called Lig. But I think if we chatted in it, you'd probably be able to understand me. It's just kind of an extension of it.
Okay, start talking. Please.
Halligay, lulligay, mulligay, nulligay, illigay, bulligay, rulligay, nulligay, halligay, alligay, alligay, halligay, caligay, villigay, halligay, alligay, yulgoo.
Yeah, but yes, I've gone Google, Thevagan, Kufugu, Vervonic, Vigilavida. Your name's quite hard. What have we got? Avaga, Uvigu, Duvigu, Ivigin, Tuvigu, Devagay.
Avagam, Navagot, Navagach, Avagai, Avagan, Gogo, Gabago, Ivigin, Fogo, Abgabo, Wobbok. Sorry, I kind of latched onto your version.
I know you did. Well, Veronica,
hey, Boxy would be pretty handy for you and me, like about 3 o'clock after we finish at the pub.
Oh, it is.
Hang in there, Boxy.
That was great. Thank you, Veronica. We love this. Danielle in Croydon. Hey, Dan.
Hi. Have a good have a go on again. Have a go, have a guy, have a go, have a go, have a gay.
Have a go, have a gay, have a gay, have a good, have a go, have a gay, have a gay, have a go.
Oh, that begets good. I've a guy of a game of divagas, wavagay, tivagin, tivagoo, divagat, wavagax, tivagoo, divagay.
There are people tuning in their cars now going, all right, the aliens are here. Sorry, everyone. Shut it down.
Red Energy, Melbourne born and bred, and the only energy retailer certified to use the famous Australian made and owned logo. 1019.
This is the Five.